There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 30th edition. There is a 5-game release slate and a 9-game main slate on this slate. We're going to break down the 9-game main slate. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. We put the players in motion, at least. I'll say that much because the pitching was lights out. Sale was amazing. Arrieta and Santana, not bad. Bundy, 50-plus points on his complete game shutout. Moore sucked, Godley sucked, but Weaver, Junis, outstanding. And then your other punt, Martin Perez, really good. So outside of Moore and Godley, the pitchers were just money. Called the home runs, called the cheapies. It was a good day. Hopefully it worked out for you. I'm not going to go over the 5-game slate. It's not that appealing to me. And by the time you guys get this, it will almost have started. So it's really not a lot of time for everybody to listen to. The pitchers I'd be looking at is C-Mart, but I'm not overly thrilled with that price point in Milwaukee, a team with a lot of lefties that can hit him, but the K upside is tremendous and not much else on the slate. I'm looking at Eichhoff and Dickey in the Atlanta-Philly game, both extremely risky in that ballpark, but both really solid matchups. If Eichhoff's not starting and Leiter Jr. starting, I still like Leiter Jr. per what I said yesterday. And then Chad Bettis, I know it's Coors, but he has been a career just phenomenal in that ballpark. It's always a gamble in Coors, but most of the pitching on this slate is a tremendous gamble. I like Chase Anderson. It's hard at that price point against the St. Louis team. It usually doesn't strike out too much, but they strike out enough. So you can go Chase Anderson if you wanted to. There's just a lot, you got to do a lot of really weird mixing and matching and taking some gambles on stuff I really don't feel as comfortable with. And people know I am a gambler at DFS. So if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick or hit us up at thesportsdegens.com at thesportsdegens. But more importantly, let's get to this 9-game slate. Some really interesting stuff on the horizon. No rain in sight all day today for the 5 and the 9, which is great. A little bit of wind, but nothing crazy. You might have some windier than normal, but nothing out of hand. The totals you have on today for your 5-game early, you got Braves, Phillies at 9, Indians, Yankees, 9.5, Cardinals, Brewers, 9, Mariners, Orioles, 11, Tigers, Rockies, 12. So you have everything over 9, 2 and 11 and a 12. That's just crazy. The Marlins and Nationals, for some reason, is not on the slate, which is garbage, absolutely garbage. You have Conley versus Strasburg. We'd love to have those options. But we go to the evening slate. We got Red Sox, Blue Jays at 9, Mets, Reds at 10, Rangers, Astros in Tropicana Field at 8.5. Waiting on the total on Pirates and the Cubs because it is Wrigley. White Sox, Twins, 9.5. Rays, Royals, 9.5. Giants, Padres, 8. Dodgers, D-backs, 9.5. A's, Angels, 9. So a ton of good-looking totals again on your evening slate. Let's talk about that pitching. We kick it up top with the highest-priced arm, Dallas Keuchel, $11,400 at the Trop. Technically their home, but it's at the Trop against the Texas Rangers. Keuchel's slowly coming back into form since coming off the DL, 16.2 against the Nationals, 23.4 at home against Oakland, and then on the road at Texas, 25.6, 6 2/3, 6 hits, 1 earned, which was a solo homer, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. The thing that I love mentioning about Texas He's actually faced him twice this year, 14 Ks and 12 and two-thirds, 27.1 points on average. Texas strikes out a lot versus left-handed pitching, almost 25% versus left-handed pitching. They are really bad versus left-handed pitching. And the best part is they do have some power, but Keuchel's hard contact is 24.9%, which is extremely low. Does give up the long ball from time to time. Ground ball rate of 66%. Nuts. Great swing and strike rate. And Texas, as I was saying, A, they have the lowest total on the evening slate at 3.73. Lefties, 237. Righties, 312 off Keuchel. But they only have a 312 WOBA, which is a barely above average, if that. It's bad. It's not great. Not great at all. Decent ISO. They have some power, but they're big bats where you think outside of like Beltre and Desmond and maybe Chirinos if you want to. Most of the right-handed guys, they're good versus lefties, but not great. They have below average statistics, but you wouldn't be surprised if they ran into one like Napoli, Carlos Gomez, DeShields. They're not your big time this year, at least, guys against lefties. So Keuchel, as much as Texas can blow up on a team, they blew up on Fires last night. Keuchel is rounding back into form. He's a left-handed pitcher in a very good pitching ballpark. I'll take my gamble at 11-4 with Keuchel up top. I will definitely go to battle with him. Robbie Ray at 10-7. He's been so inconsistent lately at 10-7. He makes for an interesting GPP play, but the Dodgers proved me wrong last night. They woke up in a big way, but thank goodness Godley was able to, after giving up the four runs early, he was able to throw out three shutout innings to kind of get you a few DraftKings points to ease the pain because he was so cheap, thank goodness. But now you're paying up $3,000 more than Godley for Robbie Ray against a Dodgers team that is built to hit the left-handed bats this year. That's what they did this offseason because they're so, so bad at it last year. They still strike out about 22% of the time versus lefties. Ray striking out over 31%, but he's walking almost 12%. It's killing him. Absolutely killing him. He's given up a ton of hard contact of late. It's all the way up to 42.2%. When you're looking at the Dodgers, they have a middle-of-the-pack team total at 4.73 tonight. Lefties 281, but righties 325. And when you look at the Dodgers, they have a WOBA of 346 and an ISO of 203, both outstanding versus left-handed pitching. You got Justin Turner, one of the best in baseball versus lefties. You know, Forsyth is doing better. You go down the list, they have options. You always have Kiki Hernandez, Chris Taylor, Barnes behind the dish. Puig hits him very well. The list goes on and on. You can roll the dice if you want. I don't care. He makes for an intriguing GPP play because Robbie Ray can't shut anybody down. And the Dodgers have been cold. They blew up last night. Well, they started to blow up, and they got slowed down again until they saw Rodney in the ninth. But they haven't not as hot as normal. So if you want to GPP it, knock yourself out. I'll be going elsewhere tonight, but I can't blame you. Jose Quintana at 10-5. He's the worst of the four in the 10K. He's a good pitcher. He just hasn't gotten it done of late, so I'll be going elsewhere. The Pirates are a very sneaky play tonight in my book. And their team total is... Where'd you go? Oh, we don't have it yet because they don't have a total. That's why. Lefties 271, righties 313. They have a decent ISO against lefties. And they only strike out 20% of the time. They don't even strike out that much. And a lot of hard contact by Quintana these days. The other guy in the top range I will be looking at is Jose Berrios. 10,100 at home against those Chicago White Sox. Santana did really well last night. Just couldn't get out of the seventh. But Berrios' last start was at the White Sox. 5 1/3 inning pitch, 4 hits, 3 earned, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts. He was filthy. 19.8 points on the year. 2 starts, 13 1/3 innings, 17 Ks versus the White Sox, averaging 25.4. The White Sox can manufacture runs from time to time, but they are a very, very young, very inexperienced, very bad team right now that wakes up from time to time. They strike out 23% of the time versus righties. Berrios striking out over about 22.5. Very low hard contact, which is very nice. White Sox have the third lowest total on the slate of 4.06. So Berrios, I like a lot. If you don't want to pay up for Keuchel, Berrios is my top dog. I'm going to try to build a lineup with the two of them and see where that takes me. It might not be a great place, but it might take me somewhere. It'll probably involve fading Ray and Quintana, which I really don't mind doing tonight. I really don't. So we will get into that. But my top guys here, you got Keuchel 1, Berrios 2. But Berrios is a close one to me just because I think he's got a much, much better matchup in the White Sox other than Texas. But people always are scared of Texas, so Keuchel very much in play. Now you go down below in the 7s and the 8s, and you look at a guy like Rick Porcello, $8,700. at the Toronto Blue Jays. GPP play here because it's at Toronto. Will scare some people off. And he had a bad start against Baltimore's last time out. But prior to that, 19-9 against the Yankees, 19-8 against St. Louis, 23-9 at Tampa, 12-6 against the White Sox, 13-6 Kansas City, 22-3, 17-5, 27-7, 10-7. One thing you see, there's a lot of double digits and a lot of 18 or more point games. A lot. He's faced Toronto once this year, 7 innings, 6 hits, no earned, 5 Ks for 21.6 points. Porcello has those blow-up games, but as of late, he's pitched much, much better, and we hope it continues tonight as we got a Toronto team striking out 20.6% of the time versus righties. Doesn't walk many guys, which is nice, but the ground ball rate's average, swinging strikes average, K rate of 21%. The hard contact rate is scary. There's no hiding that, especially in that ballpark. They do have a 4.56 total, which is middle of the pack. Lefties 300, righties 312. Average to almost below average WOBA. Pretty good ISO against righties for the Blue Jays. It's a dicey play. Definitely dicey, but I see the tremendous upside there. As Toronto, they have their big games from time to time, but as a whole, they've been very, very lackluster, very disappointing with their offense. So Porcello at 87 is in play for me. You go to the Oakland at Anaheim game, Parker Bridwell at 7,900, Kendall Graveman 77. They're both guys that have 15 to 20 point, you know, potential with, you know, upside of 20 plus. They also have the chance to get hit pretty hard. You look at Bridwell facing an ace team that strikes out 25% of the time. Bridwell's just not a big strikeout guy, 16% K rate. But everything else is really, really good with Bridwell. Doesn't walk many. The list goes on and on. 4.24 total for the A's. Lefties 3.44, righties 2.72. So if you're not striking guys out and you're giving them contact, they have a lot of powerful bats in that lineup, especially a few from the left-handed side. So if you're not using Bridwell, you can obviously use A's bats. There's no problems there. But Bridwell is an interesting play for me in that matchup. Same with Kendall Graveman. He's had many, many ups and downs this year, but he's facing an Angels team that strikes out a little. I think I was reading the other day, it was like 23 or 24% the last, you know, 30 to 45 days. So it's been going up. Graham doesn't have a huge K rate, but he's got a nice, nice ground ball rate of 48%. And the Angels team total of 476, lefties 326, righties 317. Bridwell's the better play just due to the K upside. Graveman's still very, very good play. His last time out got you 24.4 points against the Rangers, and 10-1 at Houston, 26-4 at Baltimore. Much better at home than on the road, but three starts against Anaheim this year. He's thrown 19 innings, only six runs, 17 Ks in those 19 innings. He's averaging 18.3 points a game against the Angels. And Bridwell, his last time out, he's put up an 18.2, then a 9-1, a 16-5, a 22-2. So he's been pretty darn good at a 5-9, then a 24-1, an 18-2, a 22-1, a 23-3. So he's shown that consistency to produce. Hasn't faced the A's yet this season. It's one of those you could see the A's taking a deep a handful of times, or he pitches a gem against the A's. Like, he got shut down. They got shut down Monday night, did pretty well on Tuesday, only for a couple runs of two solo shots. So Bridwell, Graveman. I got Bridwell slightly ahead of Graveman. In your middle range here, I got Bridwell 1, Porcello 2, Graveman 3. It's all pretty tight up top there. Now you go down below, and I'm not really thrilled about this range. There's one guy I will target, though, Jason Vargas. $6,900 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Obviously, when you're looking at the Rays, you're targeting the strikeouts. Vargas coming off a roller coaster of the last month or so. He's got some really great starts and some really, really bad ones. That's why the price tag's where it is. He has faced Tampa Bay once this year, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 4 Ks for 25.4 points. When you're looking at Vargas against the Rays strike out 26.5% of the time versus lefties. That is just ridiculous. Ridiculous. He doesn't walk many. Decent swinging strike rate, actually, at 10% to go with an 18.2% K rate. He's 17th worst on the barrel fifth the last 30 days. Keep that in mind. Getting barreled 5.2% of the time, striking out to 21.5%. Which is better than a season total, at least. And everything else is pretty good across the board. When you're looking at Tampa Bay, a 4.52 totals, the bottom half of the slate. Lefties 3.52, righties 3.03. They have a lot of lefties. But as a whole, their team's not doing good against lefties. Basically, below average. 300 WOBA, 145 ISO. Nothing to really write home to mom and dad about there with Tampa Bay. So Vargas at 69 is definitely a punt option for me. And the other two guys I'm looking at is really, really scary because it's boom or bust. But if you want to really, really save some money, you can go there. I'm probably not going to use either one of these guys, but Ty Block and Travis Wood, they're in the game with the lowest total, the lowest team totals, some of the lowest team totals. The Giants is 382. They're really, really bad versus lefties. A 291 Wobos, which is horrific, and a 122 ISO. That's almost unmeasurable. That's so bad. So keep an eye on Wood as a sneaky play at 6K. And Ty Block, he has those good and bad games. He's actually pitched really well versus San Diego this year. Lefties 263, righties 334. San Diego really bad as well, 284 Woba. But you saw what they did do against Moore last night. Moore was looking really good, and then boom, boom, a couple home runs, and it's 5-2, and then it just went away from there. So Block could be interesting, as they really don't. They have a little bit of power, but as a team, nothing good. Block's been pretty bad of late, but he's got on two starts for San Diego, 14 innings, 5 earned, 8 Ks, averaging 14.6. You take 14.6 at 6,500. Woods at 6K. They're both extreme darts, extreme darts. But if you need someone to save some cash and you want to roll the dice, I don't hate them. I'm not a big fan. I don't hate them. So down below, I got Vargas 1, Block 2, Wood 3. So you're pitching Keiko 1, Berrios 2. I like them both a lot. In the middle, Bridwell, Porcello, Graveman, all pretty interesting matchups and options. Down below, Vargas, Block, and Wood. So as a total, you can see pitching's not really intriguing. Like last night, I think I made 12 lineups in like 20 minutes on my phone just kind of playing around. I love the pitching. Tonight, it's going to be a little difficult to mix and match, but we're going to get creative. Start with the catchers. You got Alex Avila at 37 against Yvonne Nova. Lefties versus Nova is a big thing. So keep Avila in mind. Even though he's had this high price tag, he's had great matchups. He just hasn't done much. 5-5-0. The 15 was nice. 6-0-7. 16-9. So it shows the potential he can do. And he hits in the middle of a very good Cubs order. So just keep him in mind. You got Brian McCann against Andrew Trashner in the Trop. I was tempted to give you Trashner as a GPP flyer. Even when he pitches, I can't recommend him. I just can't. Maybe I will eventually. I can't. But McCann versus Cashner is an intriguing play. When you look at Houston, 477 total. Righties 329. Lefties 346 off Cashner. So McCann could be in play for you if he's in a good spot in that order. Chris Iannetta versus lefty Hyun-Jin Ryu at 35. A little pricey, but he was batting second last night. They like putting him up in the order against lefties. You saw what they did to Rich Hill, which I told you to not pitch him, so I hope you didn't. And you go from there. Christian Vasquez swinging a pretty good stick of late. It's hard to recommend Vasquez for 34, but when he puts up a 32-point night, it's hard to completely argue it. Good right-handed bat versus J.A. Happ in a good pitcher's ballpark, or a good hitter's ballpark. Lefties 277, righties 303 off Happ. Scrolling on down, I mentioned Chirinos versus Keuchel if you really want to go there. Austin Barnes, 33 versus Ray. Not overly sold on that. But a guy like Tucker Barnhart, a boy we love, he's 3,200 versus Miggy Montero. Montero's been, you know, shown signs of being good, but he's also very, very hittable. And again, we're in Great American Small Park. How many times have I mentioned the Reds and how much I like them? They have so many good spots in that park, and when they blow up, it's huge. I saw the guy that won the $4. He stacked the crap out of the Reds, and they scored 14 runs. Doesn't mean it's going to work every day. Obviously, it's baseball. But Barnhart, 9 more points last night. 9, 8, 11, 7, 7, 11, 2, 0, 0. He's been really, really good. That's, what, 7 straight games of like 7 or better. He's 3,200 and he's been in the low threes every time. Really good matchup versus Montero. The Reds team total is 519, one of the higher ones on the slate. Lefties 362, righties 378 versus Montero. Barnhart is definitely one of the higher guys I am on tonight at 3,200 bucks. You can go down to a guy like Salvi Perez at 3K when you're facing Jake Odorizzi. Lefties 282, righties 343. Righties hit him very, very well. So Salvi Perez at 3K, hit in the middle of the Royals lineup. When you get a catcher in the middle of an order cheap, you like it a lot. And a guy we do like, especially if he's in a good spot, he was batting, I think, ninth the other night. But at 3K, you get Chris Jimenez. We're going to like the Twins a lot tonight, facing a horrible righty in lefty in Derek Holland. So Chris Jimenez at 3K, definitely in play. The farther down you go, there's a couple options. Whoever's catching for the Mets, between our De'Arnaud or Ploiecki against Bailey is not horrible, but I'd rather take the, you know, Jimenez or pay up a little more because they're 3K as well. And then you look at guys like Austin Hedges at $2,800 for his tight block. He is in play. Mitch Garver, catcher, first base eligible. He hits in the middle of the order. He hasn't done crap. He's a big prospect, but they keep throwing him out there in the middle of the order. He's a right-handed bat who was a good hitter in the minors, and he's $2,700 for Derek Collins. So if you want to punt, he is in play. Guys like Martin Maldonado at 27 aren't horrible. Bruce Maxwell at 22 would be my top punt by far. Left-handed bat, he put up a nice 7 points last night. He's $2,200. So you got some good options there. You can pay up for a Avila. You start with a guy like Barnhart and work your way down. There's other options above Barnhart, but those are the main starting points for me. Going to first base, Joey Votto at 56 is amazing. If you can afford him, he's a great play tonight against Miguel Montero in that matchup. Rizzo at 54, not bad at all versus Nova. Goldie, I like. I told you I liked him versus Hill at 47. He went deep, averaging 10 points a game. You don't have to really explain much with Goldie. But $5,200 versus Ryu is intriguing. Ryu is 7th best in the barrel FIP the last 30 days, getting barreled to a tune of 0.88% of the time. So he's got that going for him, but it is Chase. We'll take advantage of Coors Light. When you go below Goldie, you look at the likes of maybe Justin Smoke at 46, Hosmer at 44. I know I mentioned the reverse split, still a decent play. If you want to target Vargas, we mentioned how lefties are much better versus Vargas. So you got like Lomo and Duda, Lomo 47, Duda 43. I'm not as huge on that, but you can definitely do it. You got the likes of, where'd they go? Josh Bell's a sneaky play at 38. He's a switch hit and power bat against Quintana. He'll be super low owned, so GPP-wise, he could be interesting. You know, Hanley Ramirez versus the lefty Happ at 38, even though he's been really, really bad. You got like Napoli at 34 versus Keiko, which I don't hate. Then you go down to Luis Valbuena, first base, third base versus Graveman at 34. Angels 476 total, lefties 326, righties 317 off Graveman. So Valbuena at 34. I mentioned CJ Cron last night against righties. What he does, he hit two homers last night, 34 points. He loves his right. He loves both. He's powerful from both sides, but he sneaky good power versus righties. He's 34 again tonight. Could be a nice play. And then Matt Olson, I love. He went deep last night. He's 34 versus Bridwell. Olson's first base outfield eligible. So those are some really nice cheaper options. A guy like Dominic Smith, who I told you at 3K could be intriguing. Got you 10 points last night. 2 for 4, 2 ribbies. He's facing Homer Bailey tonight. He's 3,300. He's very much in play as a lower price option. He's struggled a ton, so don't be surprised if you see a zero. But against Bailey in that ballpark, that's a great matchup for $3,300. Most of your 30, look at, you got like Ryan Healy's 32, Adrian Gonzalez 32. I'll take Dom Smith for 33. The upside's so much higher. The other guys might go yard now that I said that, but upside's so much higher. Let's go over to second base, where we take a look at Jose Altuve at $5,300. He's in play pretty much every day. But my top guy is Brian Dozier. 5K versus the lefty Derek Holland. We know Dozier versus lefties will be all over Holland with Dozier at 5K. Ian Happ at 45 is not too bad. Eduardo Nunez versus the lefty Happ. Happ is number one on the barrel FIP the last 30 days, getting barreled 0.78% of the time. He's striking out almost 30% in that time, which is nuts for J.A. Happ. If you want to use him pitching just off of that, I can't blame you. The numbers are there. You don't have a ton of options tonight. I'm not going to go there because the Red Sox bats are hot, but heck, Brett Anderson shut him down for almost 6 innings last night. But you got Eduardo Nunez at 4,200. Really, really good versus lefty. Second base, third base. Put up 14 points last night. 2 for 3, 2 doubles. Hitting in the middle of that order. I do like Scooter Jeanette a ton tonight at 4,200. I liked him last night. I liked him a lot lately. He had 18 points last night. He's averaging 10.4 his last 10. Jeanette at $4,200 is very much worth a look in this matchup. After Scooter, we look at guys like Whit Merrifield at 41. I usually don't play on yard yesterday. The good reverse splits throw to Rizzi, so Merrifield could be sneaky. But I'll go after Scooter. Look, I got like Asdrubal Cabrera at 38, again facing Bailey, a nice matchup. He's put together a few good games here, 16 points last night, a 0, then a 24, a 9. He might be starting at a 10. He might be starting to figure it out. So 9 or more in 4 of his last 5 double digits in 3 of those 5. So Asdrubal at 38 could be a nice play against Homer Bailey. As per usual, I will always remind you guys, a matchup like this where I love Cincinnati, everyone's going to love Cincinnati. Don't forget the Mets. They have a great spot as well. So they could be the sneaky part of that game. I love Cincy more just because their lineup's better. But Bailey is a gas can. So if anyone's going to help a bad lineup out, it could be a guy like Homer Bailey. Chris Taylor, I mentioned him earlier, very good versus lefties. He's second base outfield eligible, 3,700. He had 21 points last night for the Dodgers, averaging 10.3 his last 10 games. Always gets overlooked. He could be a nice play versus Robbie Ray. Logan Forsythe at 36. He's second base, third base eligible. Not a horrible play either. A guy like Josh Harrison, second base, third base, 3,500 for Pittsburgh. I told you Pittsburgh is a GPP play today. They could be all or nothing versus Quintana. Harrison does hit lefties really well in his career. So 3,500 versus Quintana. Very intriguing. The Pirates, is it lefties 271, righties 313 off Jose. Jed Lowry at 35 versus Bridwell is not bad at all. I don't mind that. Zobrist and LaStella for Chicago at 33 each. Zobrist went deep yesterday. Those are both nice low-priced options. And then as you go down some more, you got like Brandon Drury for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He loves hitting his lefties. He had 19 points last night against the Dodgers in a lefty matchup. So keep an eye on Drury at 3,100 against Ryu tonight as a nice punt option. As you scroll down, we'll check lineups, but like Caleb Coward, 23 versus Jimenez, or against Craveman, takes the cake there. Third base, I have not been using much Chris Bryant. He's been getting it done from time to time, but very inconsistent. A guy like Bregman at 48 is not shabby at all versus Cashner. I love some Suarez, Eugenio Suarez at 4,400 versus Montero. Not bad at all. Mentioned Eduardo Nunez at 42. This is a game to get back on the Donaldson wagon. I mentioned I'll probably stay away, but I didn't mind him as a punt yesterday. He did go 0 for 4 in the Chris Sale matchup. He's been really, really hot, so 4,200 versus Porcello if you need to go that direction. But also at 42 is Beltre versus a lefty. I'm not all in for fading Keiko, but Beltre's just on fire and just destroys lefties. He's averaging 12.1 his last 10, 3 for 5, 3 ribbies last night for 15 points. Interesting spot for Beltre. I didn't mention him at first base, but I'm going to mention him now. First base, third base, Wilmer Flores. He's not lighting the world on fire. We prefer him versus lefties over righties, but in a matchup versus Homer Bailey in that ballpark, usually hitting in the middle of that order, is a sneaky GPP play. Justin Turner, though, at the same time, is 4,100 and is one of the best in all of baseball at hitting left-handed pitching, facing Robbie Ray tonight. So Justin Turner, don't sleep on him at 41. Jose Reyes, he did lead off yesterday playing left field. He's third base shortstop eligible at the moment at 4K. Put up 11 points last night. It's a steep tag for Reyes, but I get using him, especially at shortstop if you need to. Again, you want to target that game. The total in that game, what was it again? Where'd you go? Why can't I read it? There it is. Total's 10, highest total on the evening slate. So don't just walk past certain guys because they seem a little pricier than normal. I hate when quote-unquote touts talk about that. That makes them even more intriguing to me sometimes. Mike Moustakas at 38 versus Odorizzi. I know the reverse splits are there, but 8 points last night when he was super cheap. He's priced up tonight, so keep an eye on him. Switch hitting Eduardo Escobar. He's third base shortstop. He's 3,800. If he's higher in the order, I like him. He's about like eighth or ninth last night. It kind of turned me off a little bit. Yeah, guys like, again, Forsythe at 36 is interesting. Valbuena at 34 I like a lot at the lower end. First base, third base. Valbuena at 34. You got LaStella at 33. Talked about him already. So those are a couple good options. Kelby Tomlinson, he's second base, third base at 3,200. He's averaging 7.1 his last 10. He's not always a world beater, but if he's hitting towards the top of the order versus a lefty, I'll definitely have my eye on him. That's a lower price option, especially at second base. So keep Kelby Tomlinson in mind. David Freese versus a lefty. Quintana at 29 is not a horrible punt play. Freese, you know, again, another guy not lighting the world on fire. He's only averaging 3.9 his last 10, but 0 last night, 6, 7 prior to that. It's David Freese. You're not expecting a ton, but he can run into one at 2,900. I'm not going to run to use him, but just keep in mind, like, I'd rather go 2,500 for Sean Rodriguez, third base outfield eligible. All he does is mash lefties. And then you got guys like Matt Chapman, 2,400 versus Bridwell. I do like Chapman quite a bit. Put up 3 points last night. 2,400 bucks. He's always, to me, worth that kind of gamble if you're looking for a punt, because out of all the punts we always have, there's a few that can hit homers. This guy can run into one probably better than most. Some nights, because some are, I'm really confused. But almost every day, he's your top home run punt option. Shortstop, you got Bregman again at 48, but Semien at 43. Zach Cozart I like a lot at 43 versus Miggy Montero, but your top option, I mentioned him yesterday at 44. They use him. He's averaging 15.4 his last 10. Six homers his last 10. He went 2-for-3 with two shots last night for 35 points. Jorge Polanco, switch hitting, middle of that Twins order against Eric Holland for $4,200. That's your guy. You got Bogarts at 41 is not too shabby. Again, Jose Reyes at 4K. I like Elvis Andrus. His price has dropped dramatically. I know we're not reaching out to target Keuchel. Andrus went 4-for-5 last night with two doubles and a triple. 29 DraftKings points. Has hit very well this year. Has hit very well versus righties this year. Or lefties, I mean. And righties, but lefties. He's $3,900. It's a, even if it's a one-off, it's not a horrible one-off at that price. You got guys like Asdrubal Cabrera, who I do like quite a bit at $3,800 versus Bailey. Marwin Gonzalez price has dropped a ton as he continues to slump, but Andrew Kashner at 38, if you want to be contrarian and get the upside, you can. I don't know if I'm ready to jump back on him. He's been so, so bad, but I totally understand it. Chad Pinder, we like a lot more versus lefties than righties, but he's 35. Adam Rosales, $2,800 versus a lefty again. He came in yesterday, didn't do anything, 0-for-3, 0 points, but he's a punt if you need him. Does hit lefties usually pretty well. Let me find the guy that I must have gone past because I did not see him there. Where'd you go, little buddy? Here he is, outfield shortstop eligible, $3,400. Dodgers facing a lefty, everybody. Kiki Hernandez is in play at $3,400. Going to the outfield, your top-priced outfielder. This is not a joke. You are not in a dream. This is happening, and damn it, he's earned it. He's averaging 13.7 his last 10 games with 5 home runs, 3 stolen bases, hitting .318. He's facing a gas can in Derek Holland tonight. He's batting 3rd or 4th, probably 4th in that lineup. Byron Buxton, $5,500, and he's worth it. I will pay for that. Mookie Betts, 53, is in play. Got Springer. Kiermaier at 49 if you want to take the lefty-lefty on, even though the splits are in your favor. JD Martinez at 47 I like as a GPP play, just like I like Goldie. JD got 7 points last night. Was hoping for a little more, but 7 is better than much more than a 0. So he's an interesting play versus Ryu. Souza Jr. and Cedic at 45 are interesting. It's pricey interesting, though. Mentioned Hap, K with the Chris Davis at 44. Redick at 44 is not bad. I love me some Duvall at 43. He went ding-dong last night for 18 points. Just pretty much most of these Reds are in play. Just think about that. Billy Hamilton's priced up to 42. I told you that 39 was just a joke last night. Him and Duvall. Duvall got 18. Hamilton got 17. Those guys' price tags were just stupid yesterday. AJ Pollock at 42. He's up from yesterday. I like him against Riley. Hits lefties well. He went deep yesterday for 16 points. So he's in play. You got guys like Schwarber at 4K against Nova. Not bad at all. When you're trying to decipher between a lot of guys in close price ranges and you're torn on the pitching seems kind of bad in both spots, look at the ballpark factors. Which parks hit better? Which weather's better? That'll help be your deciding factor most nights. Or just hit me up on Twitter. Melky Cabrera at 39 is interesting. Not all over it, but interesting. Matt Joyce at 39 is pricey, but definitely in play versus Bridwell. Ben Rivera at 38 I like. Cole Calhoun at 38 I like a lot versus Graveman in the middle of that order. So keep an eye on those two Angels there at 38. Hunter Pence at 38 versus Travis Wood could be in play tonight. He's been not having the best of years. Better of late, though, so keep an eye on that. You got Manny Margot at 38, which I do like. He went deep yesterday for 20 points. Continues to have a very, very good season for the Padres. So Margot at 38 is in play. You got guys like Schebler, who I told you was way too cheap yesterday. He had a big night, 29 points. He's averaging 11.6 since coming off the DL. He's $3,700. He is a phenomenal play tonight. Especially if you want pieces of the Reds action and save money, there's one of them right there. Great spot in that order. Chris Taylor, I mentioned, at 37 for the Dodgers. I like Jose Perella hitting in the middle of that Padres order at 37. Don't mind him at all versus Ty Block. So you can get some cheaper options down here. As usual, look at guys like Rajay Davis, probably leading off for Boston, likes his lefties, facing Jay Happ at 3,500. Davis got you 20 points last night, 2 stolen bases, 2 for 4, 2 runs scored, 2 steals. They're going to like him up there and like him a lot. Brandon Nimmo is a 35 for the Mets, hitting, you know, first or second in that Mets order, left-handed bat versus Bailey. He's very inconsistent, but an intriguing play. Got the Shields leading off and stealing bases for Texas at 35 versus Keuchel. I'm not into fading Keuchel, but if you want to, these are options. But guys like McCutchen and Marte at 3,400 each versus Quintana. Now, those are punts that get my attention, especially in GPPs. Matt Olson at 34. I told you I like him a lot. You got Kiki Hernandez at 34. Look at this 3,400 range. You can have some fun down here. You got Zobrist at 33, which I don't mind. John Jay, if he's in the lineup. Again, I mentioned Jabari Blash at 3K last night. What'd he do? He went deep. You got Jabari Blash at 3,200 tonight. It's all or nothing with him. I don't mind him as a punt at 3,200 if that's what you're going for. As you continue to trickle down the list, you got like Jason Hayward at 3K. Ezekiel Carrera usually leads off versus righties for Toronto. He's 3,000. So keep an eye on him as a potential punt versus Porcello. Not like the greatest punt in the world. I'd rather have Blash than him, but he's there. Like Derek Fisher at 29 versus Cashner. Do like that quite a bit if he cracks the lineup. The farther down you go, I want to know why they pinch hit so early for Boog Powell last night. That was just horrible. He was leading off. So he's in the lineup again tonight, especially leading off at 26. He's a good punt. They pinch it way too early for him. You got Sean Rodriguez at 25 against Quintana. Chris Young, another guy that's not having the best of years but does like his lefties. He's 25 versus J.A. Happ. And then the farther down you go, we will check lineups later and see what other options we have. So there you have it. Your 9-game slate is all covered for you. Again, Keuchel and Berrios up top. You got Porcello, Graveman, Bridwell, Porcello, Graveman in the middle. Then Vargas, Block, and Wood down below. Taking a look at your BVP on the evening, or even the whole day. I'll give you all day BVP. Galvis, 6 for 20 with a triple and a homer versus Dickey. Cesar Hernandez, 4 for 11. Franco, 3 for 8. Freddie Freeman, 7 for 21 with a double and 2 homers off Eichhoff. Brandon Phillips, 5 for 11 with 2 doubles. Markakis, 8 for 23 with 5 doubles versus Eichhoff. You got Didi Gregorius, 4 for 13 with a homer off Bauer. Frazier, 6 for 19 with a double and a homer. Gardner, 5 for 18 with 2 doubles. Chase Headley, 5 for 17, 2 doubles. Jay Bruce, 12 for 54, 2 doubles and a homer off Jaime. Eric Thames, 3 for 7 with a double and a homer off C-Mart. Travis Shaw, 3 for 8 with a homer. Neil Walker has a triple and 2 homers. Johnny VR, 6 for 20 with a double. Santana, 4 for 14. Bauer, 6 for 24. All in play today. You got the likes of Yadi Molina, 5 for 13 with a double off Chase Anderson. He got scratched last night, so keep an eye on that. Colton Wong, 4 for 11, 2 doubles. Grichuk, 4 for 12, 2 doubles. Mike Zunino, 3 for 3, 2 doubles and a homer off Ubaldo. Robbie Cano, 10 for 20, 4 doubles, 2 homers off Ubaldo. Ronald Parra, 3 for 6 with a double and a homer off Verlander. Luke Royce taking him deep. Reynolds, 6 for 21 with a dong. Cameron Rupp, 10 for 25, 2 doubles and a homer off Teheran. Freddie Galvis, 11 for 27. These are in the doubleheader, so I'll skip that. You don't have the Nationals game. Indians, Yankees, Carlos Santana, 1 for 2 with a homer off Jordan Montgomery. But you don't have that game either. Rangers, Astros, Altuve, 8 for 15, 2 doubles and a homer off Cashner. Beltran, 6 for 13 with a double and a homer. Gurriel, 3 for 7, a double. Springer, 4 for 13, 2 doubles. McCann, 5 for 16, a double. They can hit him. Mike Napoli, 4 for 13, a double and a homer off Keuchel. Beltre, 17 for 57, 6 doubles and 2 homers. Mazzara, 5 for 12. Chu, 7 for 20. Andrus has a double and a triple. Miggy Montero, 3 for 6 with a homer off Porcello. Barney, 6 for 11 with a double and a triple. Bautista, 16 for 42 with 4 homers. Likes himself some Porcello. Smoke has 3 homers off of him. Pilar, 9 for 27, 4 doubles. Donaldson, 10 for 33 with a double and a homer. So some good numbers to look at there. Chris Young, 5 for 15 with a double and 2 homers off Happ. Mookie Betts has a homer. Adam Duvall, 1 for 2 with a homer off Montero. Asdrubal Cabrera, 3 for 9 off Bailey. As we go down, Sean Rodriguez, 2 for 4 with a homer off Quintana. Eduardo Escobar, 6 for 11, 2 doubles and a homer off Holland. Vargas, Escobar, Dozier, Buxton, Jimenez, and Polanco have all taken Holland deep. Eric Hosmer, 5 for 15 with a double and a homer off Odorizzi. Hosmer, Gordon, Merrifield have all taken him deep. Longoria, 7 for 26 with a homer and a double versus Vargas. As you finish this up, you got Pablo, 7 for 9 with 3 doubles off Travis Wood, which is interesting. Hunter Pence, 6 for 21 with a triple and a homer. Posey's taking him deep as well. Goldschmidt, 8 for 19 with 2 doubles and a homer off of Ryu. Pollock, 6 for 19 with a double and a triple. JD Martinez, 1 for 2. Chris Taylor, 6 for 10, 2 doubles off Robbie Ray. Forsyth, 2 for 4 with a homer. Kiki, 7 for 20 with a double, triple, and 3 home runs off Robbie Ray. Kiki freaking Hernandez. Puig, 6 for 22 with a homer. I do like Puig. I forgot to mention him in the outfield. That was another guy I mentioned him earlier in the pod. Cron, 4 for 7, 2 doubles off Graveman. Like him a lot. Valbuena, who I like, 6 for 15 with a double, triple, and a homer off Graveman. Albert Pujols, even 10 for 25. Trout, 8 for 24. Simmons, 4 for 13. Calhoun's got a double and a homer. There's your BVP. There's your MLB DFS quick hits for your Wednesday. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Check me out on Twitter, at bdintric. Help you out with whatever I can. Got Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 27. Go check that out for lots of good MLB content. Check out a lot of the recent Bases with Bubba's. You got Matt Modica talking fans football. Mike Woolert talking from 4 for 4 Fantasy, talking IDP football. Great stuff there. These are all great. You got Big Bucks Noami talking a lot of DFS and regular NFL strategy. You got Bob Long of Big Guy Fantasy Sports and much, much more. Mr. Consistency talking football drafting strategy. Tons there. You got Game of Thrones recap season 7 with myself, Nate Dawkin, and Mike Yevnali talking Game of Thrones Season 7 finale, recap of the season, predictions of the future. That was Bench with Bubba, episode 51. That is out. Please give that a listen. Really, really good stuff. Doc just dropped the week 1 college football action with the Saturday Edge. That is out and about on your Spreaker, SoundCloud, and iTunes devices. Check out SD Radio for those. You got Always Pressing with myself, DFS Golf Gods, Jesse, and Bucks, previewing this weekend's Dell Technology. You got Jesse's preview of the Dell Technology. So much going on. We're going to have some football stuff coming up. You got UFC this weekend. NASCAR's back. Get at it. But more importantly, good luck today. Hit me up with your questions on Twitter. I will help you as I can. But rate, review, subscribe to all of our stuff. We'd really appreciate it. Help us build things more for you guys. But good luck today. MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 30th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.